Tim speaking.
Hi, good morning. Tim? This is Emma from Local Slash.
Oh, good. Hi, Emma.
Thanks, sir. I heard that you called us in yesterday, so yes, what's going on? How can I assist?
Well, per our last conversation, I thought you were going to call me back.
Let me take a look. Is it about the extension and the deal?
It was the fact that I wasn't turned on for a month and they only wanted to credit me for 2 weeks.
Oh, true regards to that. That was the 2 weeks was really the only thing that I was given, and I'm not able to give you any other extension other than that. Yeah, that was the only approval I got that time.
Did you talk to them further about what I said?
I did, but that was the only consideration that they gave, considering that, again, although we understand that it's been turned off for a month, but the budget was also intact, so that's the only thing that we can give out that time.
Okay, that's not acceptable to me, so I don't know if I need to speak with the manager or who. That's not what you promised. I don't pay more to someone for less work.
Well, your budget was not touched during the time that the campaign was not running, sir. So that 2 weeks extension should suffice the date that, again, it was not running.
You told me we both know that it was turned off for a month when it should have been turned on.
And giving a 4 month free service, I already talked to the team, but they really did. I talked to my manager about that, and he approved a 2 week extension, and that's all we can give out.
Just let him know I'm not happy with that. I don't accept that.
I already let him know, but I'll try to reach out to him again.
Because I've gotten no phone calls of any kind from this campaign so far.
Because it's only been 2 months, and I believe it was discussed that it could take about 45 to 60 days after we've started working on optimization.
Now it'll take 80 days since that was turned off for a month, correct?
Well, I would say normally yes.
So I'll call other people in Local Splash if it's something you can't handle, because I'm pretty upset about that.
Yes, sir, you can always try, but considering that your listing was just verified a little over a month ago, back on the 21st or 26th of January, it's just been like 1 month and 3 weeks. So that's also one of the reasons why it's kind of low. But having the Google verified campaign, since it's now turned on, that should speed up things a little faster. But we don't really expect to get results really right there and then. It still would take time. But again, I'll check what I can do. But if in case that 1 month extension is really approved, then that would mean you'll go back to your original, you'll get
payment
date. However, that 1 month extension, that's only going to be for the local SEO. So remember, your monthly payment, it's $299. That 1 month extension is only applicable to the local bundle, which is $199. So that means even if you'll go back to the original payment date, which is, when was that? The 10th? Or no, maybe, yeah, it's the 6th. So even if you'll go back to the original payment date of the 6th, on the 6th, you'll still have to pay $100 for Facebook ads. Only the local would be waived for 1 month, but the Facebook ads that would remain. You still will have to pay it on the 6th, if in case the 1 month extension will be approved. The 2 weeks extension, we're pushing both the Facebook ads and the local for that one.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Emma.
Yes, sir. I'll see what I can do. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. You stay safe.
Okay.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.